Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Mike Robbins' book, Nothing Changes Until You Do. Sophie, I gotta say, the title alone, it's one of those statements that lands like a gentle punch in the gut.
Right? It's so simple, but it cuts deep. I'm Sophie, and this book is basically a mirror for anyone who's ever thought, if only this one thing changed, I'd be happy. Spoiler, that one thing is usually us.
Yeah, and Robin starts by naming the trap we all fall into, the idea that success is a formula. Work harder, get the promotion, find a partner, and buy the house. And we keep thinking, once I get that, I'll feel complete. But it never works.
Right, the goalposts keep moving. You get the raise, then you worry about the next one. You find a relationship, then you fear losing it. Robbins calls this the core paradox. We're trying to fix our internal state by changing external circumstances.
And that's the central argument. The external world is a reflection of our internal state. You can't change your life in a lasting way without first changing who you're being inside those circumstances.
Exactly. He says most of us are living in reaction rather than creation. We let our emotions be dictated by traffic, a colleague's comment, a partner's mood. We give away our power, thinking if only that person would change, then I'd feel better.
That really hit me. He calls it the ultimate trap, putting the keys to our happiness in someone else's pocket. And I've done that so many times. I'd blame a job or a person for how I felt, but I never stopped to ask, what's my part in this?
Right, and Robbins is careful to say, this isn't about blaming ourselves for bad things that happen. It's about taking radical responsibility for our own internal experience. He talks about that space between stimulus and response, where our freedom lies.
Yeah, that's huge. The work is about widening that space, learning to pause, and choosing a response that aligns with our values instead of reacting from fear or habit.
One of the most profound parts for me was his distinction between the authentic self and the ego or false self. The authentic self is our core essence, creative, intuitive, and connected. The ego is the protective mechanism we develop to survive in a world that tells us we're not enough.
And the ego is obsessed with safety, approval, and control. It wants to be right, look good, avoid vulnerability at all costs. But Robin says the ego is actually the primary barrier to the life we really want. It keeps us small, safe, and stuck.
Yeah, the journey of this book is essentially disentangling from the ego's grip and learning to lead from the authentic self. That requires vulnerability, admitting we don't have all the answers, letting go of the need for external validation.
And that brings us to authenticity. Robin says true connection is impossible without vulnerability. People don't connect with our perfection. They connect with our humanity. When we show up real, we give others permission to do the same.
Exactly. Authenticity isn't about oversharing or being unprofessional. It's about speaking your truth with kindness, admitting when you're wrong, asking for help. The energy required to maintain a false self is immense. When we drop the act, we free up that energy for genuine connection.
There's also this powerful distinction he makes between self-improvement and self-acceptance. The self-improvement industry says you're broken and need fixing. But Robin says you're not broken. Self-acceptance is the radical act of embracing all parts of yourself.
And from that foundation of unconditional self-worth, real growth becomes possible. You change not because you're bad, but because you're worthy of a better life. That reframe alone is worth the price of the book.
Yeah, I love that. He also talks about fear, not as the enemy, but as a natural part of being human. The problem isn't that we feel fear, but that we let it drive our decisions. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's feeling the fear and moving forward anyway.
And then there's the art of letting go. We hold on to grudges, past mistakes, limiting beliefs, expectations about how life should be. That holding on is resistance. Robin says the present moment is the only place where life actually happens.
Letting go is a daily practice. forgiving ourselves and others not because what happened was okay, but because we're tired of carrying the weight. Releasing the need to control outcomes and trusting the process of life.
He also talks about intention and attention. We become what we focus on. If we're constantly focused on what's wrong, that's what our life will be filled with. But if we consciously direct our attention toward gratitude and possibility, we shift our entire experience.
He suggests a simple practice, setting a daily intention. Ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be today? That shifts your focus from doing to being. When you operate from intention, your actions become more aligned with your values.
And a big chunk of the book is about relationships as mirrors. They show us where we're still holding on to fear, ego, and control. He introduces clean communication, speaking from your own experience without blaming, using I statements, and listening deeply.
Most conflicts aren't about the surface issue. They're about unmet needs for understanding, respect, and connection. When we communicate with authenticity and compassion, we can navigate even the hardest conversations.
The book doesn't pretend this work is easy. It requires brutal honesty with ourselves, feeling feelings we've been avoiding, having conversations we've been dreading. But Robbins insists the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change.
The discomfort of growth is temporary. The discomfort of a life unlived is permanent. That line really stuck with me. The only way out is through.
So here's what I'm taking away. Real change starts within. You're not a victim of your circumstances. You're the creator of your experience. Shift from reaction to intention. Let go of the exhausting pursuit of external validation and find the peace that's already there.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Nothing changes until you do, and the beautiful truth is you have the power to make that change. We'll see you in the next one.